This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Doug Kide, Boston Herald, co-author of a really good Sunday piece in the Boston Herald with Andrew Callahan, kind of basically culling together everything they saw, heard, talked about in Indianapolis at the Scouting Combine. And that's where we're going here on WEEI Afternoons. But before, Fitzy, we get into the details, the free agent want list and the draft and the culture turnover and all these various things. I need to ask you a question that popped into my head. Like, we love this information. That's obvious. Fans love it. Media loves it. Oh, we have some insight into what Vrabel's doing down there, what they want to do, their offseason, names to talk about, that whole thing. Is it a good thing? And why is it out there? I just wonder, you know, Mike Vrabel is universally lauded right now. For, you know, he's the future of the Patriots. He's the tag team partner of Drake May. He's the reason everybody's patting the Patriots on the back and think they're a rising franchise and all these things. He's the reason that you're fighting Andrew Raycroft because you said the Bruins are not that close and trending in the wrong direction. That's all Mike Vrabel and Drake May.
That is correct. And believe it or not, Andy, between the two, if this is turning into like a workshop for a poll question, I'm more excited about what Mike Vrabel will do for the Patriots than Drake May.
Oh, boy. I don't love that. If that's true, we're porked. But we can push that to later.
Who were you more excited about in the early stages of the Patriots' double dynastic run? What Tom Brady did or what Bill Belichick did for the Patriots? Because I would argue it was much more Bill Belichick's influence early on, and then it became Brady-centric, and ultimately they married together perfectly.
10%.
Oh, you are such a douche.
Ted, not agree.
He's not here today, so I got to carry his side of the argument.
10%. All right, well, then I'll play the part of 10.
No. Shut up, Andy.
Also, that was 25 years ago, Fitzy. Different world.
All right.
That's you could win without great quarterback.
Thank you, Bill.
That's when. Let's look at the. Okay, let's go down this road for a second, Fitzy, since you brought it up. I know you love.
You know what? Actually, since you got in traffic today and had to kind of pursue alternative routes, I like the fact that today's show is
rerouting.
This is like whatever Radio Waze is, we're getting rerouted.
Go left. Wait, I'm back where I started. Go left. I'm back where I started again. Okay, so let's go down that road. You think Bill Belichick was more important back then, and there may be some truth to that. It was also a very different time. The 2001 AFC Championship game. The quarterback battle between Tom Brady, an up-and-coming sixth-round pick who'd proven nothing and was riding a defense, and Cordell Stewart, a converted slash wide receiver quarterback thing that was at the reins of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
With their bags packed, ready to go to New Orleans after they took care of biz against the Patriots.
It was a bad quarterback matchup.
It was a terrible quarterback matchup, if you want to be honest.
It was a terrible coaching matchup, too, because Bill Belichick's Patriots were ready at every level, whereas Bill Cowher was thinking ahead and didn't have them ready to play.
You had two Hall of Fame coaches on the sideline. You had two quarterbacks, one that would never be in the Hall of Fame and one that no one thought would ever be in the Hall of Fame. It was a great theoretical matchup of coaches. Now, I know premature. We didn't know necessarily greatness would come a little later, but the quarterbacks in that game were not marquee. You would not be putting them on posters and playing them up. It was not Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, anything like we're seeing now, Herbert, all the various names in the AFC. So the quarterback is more important now than it was 25 years ago. So, yes, I am more excited that the Patriots have a quarterback that can play with Burrow, Allen, Mahomes at all than I am they have a mediocre coach or good coach or whatever you want to call Mike Vrabel, because he has won coach of the year. He's never won a Super Bowl. He petered out sort of in Tennessee. He didn't peter Skoronski out. He just petered out his career. They lost too many games.
Understood.
So, yeah, no, I'm much more excited about Drake May and what he means to the future of the New England Patriots than I am Mike Vrabel, because quarterbacks run the NFL these days. That has become clear more and more by the year, in my opinion. Quarterbacks
okay.
win.
Don't disagree with the fact that this is a quarterback-driven league. Has been for a long time. Likely not to change anytime soon. But we've seen what Drake May can do to a certain degree in terms of maneuverability, design runs, speed, arm strength, decision-making, processing. And that's only going to improve, in my humble freaking opinion, with Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel's assistance. That said, I think the greater impact this year on the New England Patriots will be felt by and made by Mike Vrabel because of how much he's going to change the culture, bringing in a different defense, players that are more aggressive, physical, violent, the way that he's going to redo the lines, the impact that Mike Vrabel will have on the 2025 edition this year. On this edition of the New England Patriots will be as, if not more significant than the impact felt by Drake May.
If you're right, and I always root for you to be wrong, but I'm really rooting for you to be wrong this time.
Oh, do you really? This just in. No S.
Because if you're right, this team's not going anywhere. Because that means Drake May isn't who Drake May is supposed to be. Who
you
I
know
think
would
Drake
be awesome,
May
Andy?
Is.
The Patriots lose a ton of games, 31-27. Drake May, 24 for 31, 309 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Defense gashed once again.
Oh, if Drake May's doing that, you have a shot. The flip side is the problem. If the Patriots are winning 10-9 or losing 10-9,
you don't think
I don't
they
care.
Can win 2017, 2013, if 2016?
Drake May is the next big thing in Foxborough. Drake May is the future of this franchise. Drake May is a guy that some people believe, and we'll get into this, is going to be a top five NFL quarterback within the next 3 years.
And Mike Vrabel is exactly the hero they needed at this time.
Yeah. If this is all on Mike Vrabel, then this team is, then Raycroft's right. This team's not going anywhere.
This year, not for
year
multiple
two jump,
years.
The most important jump for a quarterback for any
yes,
position
and
player.
And the
all
year one remake
one
after
two.
You had a toilet fire for a head coach and his personnel department last year.
You just were the wet blanket on my hope that the Patriots are going back toward the Super Bowl. Because if you're right, which, who knows, we're just debating our opinions here. If you're right and Mike Vrabel is the reason to be more excited, then this team's going nowhere. This team will not be competing for a Super Bowl anytime soon. We'll be looking for a new quarterback
more.
In 3 years. This is terrible. Terrible. You make me negative. You make me sad.
Nope.
You bring
I'm
me down.
I'm disappointed in you,
I
Mr.
need a couple of beers. Where is my couple of beers prescription?
Who played at college and on the champion of the South Coast. I'm the coach here. I wear the visors. I'm the Harto.
We'll revisit this over the next months and years because this is an interesting debate that'll play itself out before
I like
us
it.
And see where it goes. But let's go back to the Boston Herald. So as I said, they had the headline inside the Patriots free agency and draft plans at the NFL scouting combine. My first question, why are we inside the plans? I thought this guy that was coming in was like a Belichick disciple. Were we ever inside Belichick's plans? Were we writing all these things? We knew what they were going to do in free agency, knew what they were going to do in the draft when you got back with 4 days at Belichick? We got loose lips down in Foxborough? We got all these new coaches? What's going on down there? Why does the Herald know so much, Fitzy, and is it a problem?
No, it is not a problem.
Of course it's not.
I'll tell you exactly why it's not a problem, says the Foxborough fanboy. I, just like I imagine you could have, might have, or should have, communicated with Mrs. Kayed and Callahan yesterday, And it's almost like they had to hold back on the love that was shown to them from managers, agents, reps, players, draft picks, coaches, personnel guys. Everybody believes the antiseptic, the balm, the salve to what the Patriots needed, and the strong-armed badass to point them back in the right direction and get them going is Mike Vrabel. They didn't want it to turn into too much of a puff piece.
No, but what about the information? I don't care that they like Vrabel. I like Vrabel. I think Vrabel's good.
I think everyone was dying to talk because of what a mess. Andy, how many times have you sat on something salacious or scandalous?
Everyone's dying to talk. Why are they dying to talk? I'd rather they die to do.
Because you need to blow off steam sometimes because, holy, why do you think bars are so busy in the American
How come they weren't dying to talk for 20 years?
Between 5 and 7, because there was somebody running an ironclad operation
that
didn't allow anyone to say anything.
So no longer do they have somebody running an ironclad operation?
They're just letting them get the... you know what you're doing?
Do we have a plastic-clad operation here?
Just melts a little in the sun. Get it out now. I'll let you talk. You guys can talk until, we'll say, April 1st.
Yeah.
Lock it up.
Is that how you would start? Because it's not how I would start. I'm always a big believer that the teacher needs to start the year firm and then loosen up as it goes along. If I were starting a new culture in Foxborough, I wouldn't be like, hey, guys, down the road, we're not going to talk to the media. But embarking on the most important offseason of any of our careers, when we have $130 million, the fourth pick in the draft, and not an ounce of talent on the roster, why don't you guys go drink a lot in Indy and tell all the reporters what our plans are?
Do we think that this all came from people that are, quote, did the phone call come from inside the house?
I don't care where it came from.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From if it came from a friend of a friend, why is the friend talking to the friend? Shut your friend hole, get to work, figure out who the best draft pick is, figure out who the best free agent is, and talk less. Drink
less. Can't two things be true at once?
Yeah, I don't know. I love all this information. This is not a Doug Kide and Andrew Callahan Boston Herald problem. I love that we have the information. I hate, if I'm the Patriots, that we have the information. If there is any veracity to this, and I'm going to trust these guys. I trust their sources. They're getting information. Why are they getting information? I don't like that. Dan Ball.
Why would the Patriots hate the information that was put out there?
Yeah,
the specific information. Because think about the PR spin that we now get from the Patriots. If you read that as an agent or another team in the league, they want to be aggressive. They're targeting the top free agents. It's nothing that we weren't talking about, but now it's official. They want to be aggressive. They have this player that they're targeting. Yeah,
Ronnie Stanley.
What's the problem with that?
T. Higgins was their first choice, but they're not going to get T. Higgins.
What is the issue with any of that?
Okay, so you don't believe in negotiating. You don't believe. I mean, basically, it's all out there. Your cards are on the table.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
The world is aware of
the suck
tax.
That you want to be aggressive this offseason.
So if I'm Ronnie Stanley, I don't take your first offer, your second offer, your third offer, because I know I'm your first option. Like, you need to get me. right?
I mean, that's not that wasn't a secret before they put the story
out.
So
you don't believe in leverage necessarily. That's my whole point is here. Like, do I think it's the biggest thing in the world? No.
What leverage did they have before the story, though?
What do you mean?
Zero.
What leverage did they have? They suck.
Any of
their offensive line sucks. They don't have any leverage
so you
if
don't
they go to
think,
Ronnie Stanley.
You don't think Milton Williams' agent or Tre'Varius Ward's agent likes having the Patriots involved, the team with the most cap space that they can then manipulate and either manipulate their offer upward or manipulate other offers upward by having the Patriots publicly involved in the pursuit of their high-priced clients? You don't think that helps them?
I'm sure. I mean, it doesn't hurt them. No, I will qualify that.
Okay.
But I think that they were going to be, I mean, they were going to be out there with deep pockets no matter if they reported those names or not.
I had no idea that they were going to go after Tre'Varius Ward. I didn't. That was not a name
that I
had
weeks ago
around.
With you.
You don't have any sources. Just because you say it, I didn't know they were going to be
involved.
I had a
reasonably educated guess.
So that's
that
a guess.
Tre'Varius Ward was going to be on the top of their radar. So I felt A, validated, and B, kind of excited because there were an unfortunate series of circumstances in his life that he copped to and said, I don't think I can play out West anymore. I think I need a change of scenery, number one. And number two, the Patriots have a glaring need for an experienced number two cornerback that's going to command good dollar, and it just made sense. Andy, I'm not doing anything beyond just basic math, and I think
Kyde and Callahan are. They're sourcing it. They're saying the flat-out Patriots have a to-do list, and Ward is on it. They're sourcing.
Awesome.
I don't care about blogs and spitballing and aggregations and theories and tweets. That world does not matter to me. I do trust NFL beat reporters who spend 5, 6, 7 days at the combine, generally spend 5, 6, 7 hours a day of those days at a bar with alcohol in their hand while also talking to other people with alcohol in their hand, and those lips loosen up, and now they have information. I believe. Now, you don't have to believe that this matters. I just come from a world where I was absolutely brainwashed for 20-plus years by Bill Belichick. That loose lips sink ships. The Parcellian were in the business of collecting information, not dispensing information. The only time you dispense it is to manipulate a situation in your favor.
Well, that could be fake news, Andy, because didn't Tom Brady famously say on, I think it was an episode of The Shop a year or two ago, like 90% of what he said, or when 90% of what came out of his mouth during his play days was a lie.
So you believe all this is lies?
No, I don't. I didn't
okay,
say
so
that.
It's truth. Is there a benefit?
Could be one, you don't know. You don't know one way or another. I would like to believe they're going to be in on Ronnie Stanley, because of the glaring need at left tackle. I would like to believe they'll be in on Tre'Varius Ward because I believe him to be a plus-level cornerback who would be a brilliant veteran fit alongside Christian Gonzalez. I would like to believe.
So I guess we need to rewind for a second before we really delve into this list. And everybody wants them involved in Ronnie Stanley. He's the best free agent tackle on the market. He just came off a healthy a healthy year for the first time in his career, which means you're buying high and could be disappointed later when he plays in 12 games next
no
year.
No doubt we could, Andy, no doubt we could be buying the Mercedes. They're like, hey, we hasn't had to come into the shop in a whole year. Oh, great. Buy it.
But let's get a base-level philosophical answer first before we delve into this. Dan Ball, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Do you think a team's information being out there, sort of their desires, their actual punch list of guys they want to go after, who they might be interested in, because later it gets into like, oh, they might not be interested in Metcalf because they don't have good information on DK Metcalf, so he's not really on their to-do list or their opportunity list.
Yeah.
Do you believe having proprietary information available publicly helps a team, hurts a team, or is irrelevant?
I think it's largely irrelevant in 2025, given how much is reported from different people every single day for different teams. I really don't see that. I don't see it being a detriment.
Okay.
If anything else, I think it allows you to control your own narrative a little bit. I think if Ronnie Stanley sees that you're also in on Tre'Varius Ward, Chris Godwin, XYZ, maybe that allows you to convey to the player without saying it directly, we want to be aggressive, you're not our only addition, and we're trying to fix this thing in a hurry and spend some of our money. I think it allows you to control what's out there instead of just having different stories thrown out.
And there's certainly a level of that if you want to spin it positive.
I do.
They're tampering before the tampering. They're basically, hey, Ronnie Stanley,
pre-tamper?
Pre-tamper in the Boston Herald. Don't let those Ravens convince you that Baltimore is the best place for you. We are a very welcome Matt here in Foxborough. Like, come see us. And you could, that's a positive that could come from this.
That's what I'm trying for, because you are just peeing in the Cheerios on this one.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just looking for answers.
All right. Sure,
Ted
Wells.
We do. Just asking questions. So, Fitzy, do you believe it is negative, positive, or mostly irrelevant for a team's proprietary plans, information, approach in free agency and the draft to be out there?
I think in this particular case, I think it is mostly irrelevant. And the reason being...
Why in this particular case? Why are you
couching?
Because
the cards are already on the table. It's not like the Patriots are hiding or masquerading anything. They're not going to surprise... Whoa! Like, we were stunned when they went in on Steph Gilmore years ago, because we thought, well, they're obviously going to pay Butler because he's their hero. He's the guy. Whoa, wait a second. They went out of house. Didn't see that one coming.
That
worked
well.
And it worked out very well, as a matter of fact. Whereas the needs here are so glaring. And by the way, these bites, these nuggets, they never said, like, a person who works for in the office around the corner from Elliot Wolf told us blank. These could be agents. These could be people who know that have been pre-contacted in the pre-tamper-tamper or legal window, whatever the hell you want to call this whole combine negotiation time. We don't know where this information is necessarily coming from.
Yeah, but I trust Doug and Andrew Callahan. I think they do a really good job. So when they say, so here's the first sentence of relevance. Mm-hmm. Ravens left tackle Ronnie Stanley, Eagles defensive tackle Milton Williams, 49ers cornerback Charvarius Ward, and Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin are among the Patriots' top targets, comma, according to sources. I trust them as reporters that the source is a relevant source. Because
of course, what if it's his agent?
If some jackal from, I mean, if a low-level scout from the Seahawks tells them, yeah, I heard from a guy who heard from a guy who three times later heard from a guy that the Patriots are going to be in on Ronnie Stanley, I don't love it. And I think too much of those guys as reporters and information gatherers. I think when they say a source, they mean a source that knows what the hell they're talking about. A source that's shedding light in a valuable way for them as reporters, but then also for their readers. So
okay.
It's just
so let's say those sources are in the building then. Fine.
Okay.
Let's go along. Let's go along with your operating theory.
Then I'll go to the 617 on the text line. To quote Don Corleone, never let anyone outside the family know what you are thinking. That's just the world I come from. That's a Belichickian mob mentality, Godfather mentality. That's the world I come from. The Parcells version. You collect information. You don't dispense it unless you are doing so intentionally. And maybe that's it. Maybe they flat out wanted Ronnie Stanley, Ronnie Stanley, Ronnie Stanley. Aggregation Twitter. Let everybody in Ronnie Stanley's camp know we have more money than the Ravens. Add one to whatever they put on that number. We'll add more than one. We'll add 10%. Millionaires tax be screwed. We will give you everything you need to come play in New England. So I'm just asking questions. That's what I do around here. I ask questions, pose opinions. You guys might be right. Maybe this is great, this great new era of Vrabel football in New England, where we talk more and we win more, and it all comes together. I sound dubious because I'm dubious. 617-779-7937. Do you like that the Patriots' plan of attack for the offseason is in your Sunday Boston Herald? Do you not care? And as we delve into that plan, do you like what you see from the plan? 617-779-7937. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, it's Angry Dan Ball and his trending.